four DOS mobile. N0GR, resting. Bearings this afternoon, old man. What are you doing? Working on a super loop that quit. And it's 88 degrees out there right now. It feels like about 188, Gary. So I'm going to shut her down for the rest of the day and start out in the morning. I found a lightning arrestor that I think is the problem.
Well, you're having a problem with it, but I would much rather it be a lightning arrestor than having to rebuild a super loop again.
I didn't check it first because it's up here. I have a switch box that switches between three antennas. And there's a lightning arrestor on each one that goes into that box. And it's grounded. And anyways, I went out and started at the other end, and I checked from the bow and up. And I checked the ladder line. All that checked good. And then I checked the coax from out where it hooks in the bow and back, and it was about, 2 or 3 million ohms. That didn't seem right.
Now that might be part of your problem, then. That don't sound right, seriously, but I hate that you're having trouble with it, Tom. I know it's a good antenna, and, you know, when they work real well, they work, you know. And something goes wrong with them, they don't work too good. I had mine, one side of it broke, and it was laying on the ground. I had to put it back up here. Oh, gosh, it's been a good while ago now. But I went back with some copper-coated steel that I had, and this is, I guess it's probably number 10 copper-coated steel. And I don't think it'll break anytime soon.
Big, unless it was telegraph wire. You better go check that, Bernice. Somebody set off the driveway alarm there. And I'm busy. Yeah, set it off twice, so it's a delivery. Anyways, it's getting hot out there. Yeah, Gary, it should be about 1.5 to 2 ohms from there. I always take an ohm reading, and I know that's not impedance. And I do have an antenna analyzer, and I put that on at the bottom of the ballon and checked, and 7005 was, 1.2 or 1.3, so I knew that was okay. And because I like 40 meters on it, but it'll work on the other ones, but it's not going to read impedance too accurately when it's on the ground. But whenever it's supposed to be 1.5 or 2 ohms and it reaches 2 or 3 million, that's a bad sign in electricity. So I got to check it, and I thought, well, the most dynamic place is where it wiggles, where it goes into the ballon. And I, you know how you hook a meter on it and then shake it and start shaking back from it. And I thought I detected an open circuit, but wasn't sure. Finally, I give in. I cut that PL259 off, which makes me sick because it's way out in the pasture there, you know. I have to get a really long drop cord because these cockeyed propane soldering irons that are about $125 a piece, they don't work with a darn. They're unreliable son of a guns, and they're the best one you can buy. I used them at a printing plant where I used to work. So I tried that, of course it wouldn't light, and so I'll have to get a drop cord out there. It'll run a soldering iron.
Well, and I'm like you, I've got a propane, or well, it uses a Zippo gas lighter fluid, and it works real well. I'm real happy with it. I've put quite a few antennas together with it. It's really convenient, but you have to watch it. You know, where got that flame going to get the tip hot? I have burnt my fingers with it.
I won't tell you when I normally call that. We'll just give it, yeah, you know, that Mine's got a little slit in it down there on the side of it, and you can heat shrink with it. You don't want to put your finger in front of that either accidentally.
It'll burn you in a heartbeat. Mine's got two little holes down there. It's right at the tip, you know, so the flame has a place to vent a little bit and get a little more air, I guess. But it's not fun when you stick your finger down there, or if you got your finger close to that little hole and that flame shooting out. But I hope you get that all straightened out, and I would. I'd wait till it got a little cooler. I went out and got in the truck. I tell you what, it was blazing hot in there, but the air conditioning's starting to cool it off now, finally. So I got to ride over to the highway department. Tag on the car ran out. Paid the taxes and all that stuff, but we never got a receipt and we never got a tag. And so we called and talked to the people over at the county office where we paid the taxes, and they told me, they said, just take your registration and your form where you paid the taxes and copy of the canceled check. I said, well, I got all that. They said, well, make sure you take your registration with you. And I said, okay. So they said they'll straighten it out. But, it's really strange, Tom. If we got, if our normal mail carrier comes every day, we don't have any problem. But when it's her day off and she's on vacation or something of that nature, there ain't no telling who's going to get our mail.
Normal mail carrier is a very fine lady. Her name is Kim. For some reason, she's been training a new person, but I think I talked to her yesterday and she didn't mention taking her place. I think she's just there for Kim's off on Monday and Tuesday. But she's a real good kid. She's probably in her 30s, I guess. And man, she's reliable as can be. But that other one last week come, and I have a paper box when I used to take the Greenville News before they cheated me twice. And I quit it. Well, those good ones, they're number 10s. Don't worry about it right now. She's getting old, Gary. Sit back and enjoy your rest there. I bought her some new rubber boots for Mother's Day for cleaning their chicken pen. Isn't that thoughtful?
Well, I'm not going to say one way or the other. If she wanted them, I'm glad she got them. And they're always good to have rubber boots when you're going to clean out the chicken coop or the horse stalls or whatever. You know, I hate getting out there in my leather boots and getting everything all messed up. But I'm hoping that she enjoys her Mother's Day present.
Well, I thought you'd say I was a very special husband for being that thoughtful, because on top of that, I don't like cleaning the chicken pen.
Chickens, Joy, kept the chicken coop pretty well cleaned out. And she'd rake it up, and I'd have to get out there with a shovel, of course, and get the rest of the mess up. And I kept it in a big pile. And later, I put it on the garden, you know. I normally put it on the garden before I planted, you know. I'd till it in so it wouldn't get too much in one spot and burn the plants up.
We do, too. And that's, I was also thoughtful when I bought her a very short shovel, to help clean her out with. And I just don't seem to get any credit from the kid. but she does do that. It's about waist level out there where you got to clean out, and it's not hard. But then she throws sand in there. That's probably the hardest part in the mom. It's heavy. But, you don't have to do it very often. Then we put those wood chips in there, you know, that you buy in a bag. But she's one of the chickens, but I take care of feeding them and watering them and keeping the watering system clean and around the pen clean, et cetera, et cetera. but we enjoy them, and those eggs are nice. We bought 6 more of those Isa Browns, Gary, and they're growing like a weed, and they're not very friendly, and they don't want you to hold them or nothing, but that doesn't surprise me. But they're not aggressive. They don't go around picking on each other very often at all, and they're a beautiful chicken. You have to come by and see them someday. And the eggs are outstanding. I keep Patrick supplied in eggs. He says he eats 3 every day. We love to share. And then we give them to the kids. And for us, of course, because Bernice bakes a lot. But, yeah, that's about all that's going on today. I bought her these boots. I didn't tell her I was going to get them, but she had a hard time getting those rubber ones on at times, and I have to pull them off of her. And these you can fold the top down. It's like a cowboy boot-like thing, only it's rubber. And you fold the top down and make a half boot out of it. It should be easier to get in than off, and she's got a foot like an elephant. Oh, she's got a high arch and can't bend her foot, but I just tell her she's got a foot like an elephant. And I don't get me slapped around too often. KI4DOS in Zero TR.
KI4DOS mobile. Tom, I tell you, he reminded me, I got to thinking, you were talking about Miss Bernice's rubber boots. I've got a pair. Joy's got a pair, too. I bought her a long time ago. And mine, I've worn them out. They've got a hole on the side of the heels where I put my foot on it to take them off. And I need to get me a new pair just for that reason. I don't like getting out there and stepping in something that's got a lot of moisture in it and, getting it down in there and getting my socks in it and that sort of thing. So I need to get me a new pair. I hadn't done that yet. I may do that while I'm out today. I'll go by one of my little favorite toy stores, where Tractor Supply, and see if they've got some.
The last ones, I think, a Tractor Supply one that Marissa, but I saw these on Amazon, and I thought they were more utilitarian, I guess you'd say. But Marissa is cheap. She won't give her about $10 to $20 for a pair of shoes, whereas mine, because I've had surgery and that on that left foot 2 or 3 times, I have to buy like Brooks or what's that other one? New Balance or something like that, and they're about $150, and I wear a pair out about every 3 months, and because my foot's overcorrected to the left, and it's in pain pretty much all the time, but it has been for about 20 years since they operated on it and fused it, but she can wear anything as long as it's big. She wears a big shoe for a woman. It's a 10 in it, Bernice. 10 to 11, so I hope these fit, but a lot of times it's hard to find a 10, but she's got a wide foot, whereas I wear a D width, as in Bravo, and the lady at the orthopedic place said I was the only one in advanced orthopedics that had a narrow foot in a man.
But you'd have to be different, right?
Yeah, they give me them shots when I was in the kindergarten and changed me around,
That's all terrible, but I guess it's good. But Tom, I'm fixing to arrive at the place I've intended to go, so I'm going to have to jump off of here and ease on across the highway here and get me a parking spot and go inside and argue with these people. I hope I don't have to argue much. They're pretty nice about things normally. See if I can get the tag for the car, but I'll be back out just a little bit, and when I get back out, I'll throw my call out again. Enjoy talking with you for a few minutes. Don't stay out in the heat and go on back in the house where it's cool and worry about that super loop again in the morning. We'll talk to you a little bit later, my friend. 73. N0TR, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. I don't know if I'll be here or not, but great to hear you. And I guess with my feet the way they are, I'd be a he-she. The top of me from my ankles up is a he, and the lower part is from my mother. She wore like a number 7 or 8 quad A. My feet will actually measure an A width at times, but usually a B. But so I guess I'm a he-she, but anyways, take care, Gary. KI4DOS, N0TR, 73.
N0TR, here's Whiskey Sierra 4 Charlie, WS4C, copy.
4C, N0TR, good afternoon. You just kept me from going out in the heat. Bless you.
I'm glad to be useful in some way or another in life. Name is Randy. I'm located about a mile east of downtown Greenville. And I just set up on Echo Link. I'm not talking on a radio at all. I'm sitting at my laptop computer and talking over Echo Link. I've got a grandson over in the Decatur, Alabama area, 12 years old, just got licensed. I was 12 when I got my first ticket. And he got one of these free handhelds that Gigaparts and QRZ have teamed up to provide to new licensees. And so I was just trying to figure out some way that I can be able to talk to him on that handheld. And I haven't done anything with Echo Link before, but I guess I must have it working right since you copied me and came back. Let's see here. I had looked you up on QRZ and saw your name. It's your initials, but I can't remember if it's Tom or what it is. But anyway, fill me in on the name there, and I won't hold you long. I got some things to do here. Maybe somebody else will come along, and if you get a whole string of people, you might get the whole day to pass without having to go out in the heat. N0TR, WS4C.
In business, Randy. WS4C, Whiskey Sierra 4 Charlie. Yes, my initials are for Tom Rouse. It's actually Thomas, but I go by Tom. But it's great to hear you, and I don't see any reason why you can't hook up with him on Echo Link. It really works brilliantly. I've been coming down the road out in front of the house. We're just northwest of Greenville, 14 miles in Greer, but the very northern part of it from the city, kind of out in the country, Randy. And we love it up here. We've been here 15 years. We immigrated down from Kansas, or migrated, however you want to call it. So I think we're legal immigrants now. I worked 62 and a half years up in Kansas as an electrician and electronic technician. You got a great call there. I love my call. I was very, very lucky to get it because you had to pick 25, and I got the one I wanted. And I've been called by a few on HF and said that was their call sign and that I got it. But I had several friends that had their initials, Randy. Where'd you say you was located at? Your Echo Link is absolutely impeccable. Sounds like an FM broadcast station.
Okay, Tom. Well, thanks for the good report. I'm just running the little microphone on my laptop computer, so nothing fancy here. I do have an external mic I could try hooking up, see if whether it gets any better yet. But anyway, yeah, I'm about a mile east of downtown Greenville. So a little ways from you, but not too far. And I'm not sure which repeater I'm on. I'm a little out of touch with the Greenville repeater scene. Years ago, I was at Saturday Night Net Control on the 0161 Caesar said machine for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But that's been a good many years ago. I always enjoyed it, but life got kind of busy and I had to sort of move on and do some other things with Saturday nights. But anyway, I grew up in north central Ohio, Georgia when I was in high school. My dad took a position with his company that involved a transfer to a new location. And then I came to Greenville in 1978 to attend Bob Jones and been here ever. So that's kind of my story. I'm going to have to get out of here pretty soon, but it's nice to run across you, and I'm glad to know that things are working, and I think it's just a matter of seeing whether he's got an Echo Link capable repeater that he can hit with his handheld from there in Decatur, Alabama. No Decatur, Alabama machines come up in the stations list on Echolink, but there's one or two over in Huntsville, and he may be able to hit the Huntsville machines from his back porch with the handheld there. I'm not quite sure about that, but we'll take it a step at a time. I like your call. I wouldn't mind having a call with my initials, but I really do like this call. I like to work CWDX. It's a nice call for DXing. It's nice and short, and it has a good rhythm to it and so forth. So I've just kind of held on to it. So anyway, back to you there, Tom. N0TR, BS4C.
I do a little bit of that myself, Randy. I'm 76 years old, so you got to forgive me, I guess, for being a little crazy here. And my wife sitting over here, Bernice, of 56 years, and Gary is one of our finest gentlemen on here, and he's kind of an evening, and yes, it's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and you can belong to it, but it is an open repeater. It's www.brars, like Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.cc, Charlie. I wouldn't change my call at all if I was you. That's a great call on CW, and I probably do 99% CW and 1% up on sideband. Sideband is great at times, but at other times it's deteriorated. And congratulations to your grandson. We had a 12-year-old pass the extra class test the other day. And by the way, KI4DOS Gary that I was talking to is one of the VEs here for the Blue Ridge Club. And another one that is famous is W4DJW, Dave. And he doesn't live too far from me. If you're ever up this way, stop by and visit. And I got two other antennas out there going, so I'm not down yet, but it got too hot out there. I got a concert to go to for my youngest grandson tonight, and so I'm just going to quit for the day. Take care, Randy. The pleasure's all mine. Whiskey Sierra 4, Charlie. This is N0TR73.
Okay, Tom. Well, thanks again for the QSO and for the information. And you did drop out. I think the internet link just glitched momentarily. Did you say that the repeater I'm accessing is the 0161? I don't see that information available to me inside the Echolink program. So I'm on 0161 Caesar's Head. Is that right? Over.
0, and direct, it is 146010, but through the repeater, is 610 repeater, we call it. And there is a net every night, Randy, I forgot to tell you that. And you would check in with the last letter in your call sign, which is Charlie. So you check in Alpha through Delta. If you want to talk, you just say, I'll be around for the red shoot after you. Address, you can just listen to it and figure it out. It's real easy. And or you can say just negative and negative and just sign in with us at 9 o'clock. I try to be there. It's a real nice group of people, and everybody's welcome this license, and I think you'd enjoy it. I couldn't tell you who that 12-year-old that passed the extra class test the other day. That's pretty amazing at 12 years old. But they don't have to do 20 words a minute like you and I did. So I hope I give you enough information there. I don't know the Echolink number for accessing it, but Gary does and Dave does. There's a lot of people on here that know it, and all you got to do is ask them. But apparently you've got it right because you're getting into it very clearly. And it did cut out a couple of times on you, but for a very short duration. They was having a little problem with it the other day, but I thought they got it all straightened out. Take care, Randy. WS4CN0TR. Anything else you want to know, let me know.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Sounds like the net's running just like it used to back in the old days, although I suppose the echo length factor probably brings some difference. I may try to listen in. Tonight at 9, I'll be busy. I play in the Greenville Concert Band, and we have rehearsals from 7 to 9, and we're getting ready for a big concert in May. Well, it is May now, isn't it? Later this month. And we're going to be going a little long on rehearsals. So anyway, one of these nights I'll have to listen in, and I probably would check in. And anyway, yeah, 12 is good. I got my advanced at age 14. I didn't upgrade to extra until I was in my early 20s. Finally decided I wanted to get down there in that bottom 25 kilohertz and get some of the video I got off my fanny, and my code speed was fine. I didn't have issues there, but just had to get up on the theory that I needed to know for that test. And then finally I did the upgrade to the amateur extra, and of course never regretted that. Anyway, 73, and probably see you down the log somewhere. N0TR, WS4C, off and clear.
Randy, they, on the net, they'll say EchoLink stations, EchoLink only, and that's when you can check in if you're not going directly through the repeater and using the EchoLink. And they do that many times through the net, and I guess they can see you there on their receive. And it's very easy to check in. And that's commendable, getting your license that young. I waited. I did CP back in the 70s when it was decent, and then it got undecent, so I quit. And then I had a friend that had stepped on a landmine and was blinded in both eyes. And he had an extra class license, and I thought, well, if Eldon can do it, I can do it. And it, like I tell these youngsters now, it just takes elbow grease. But they'd much rather do this FT8 and FT4 stuff because they either don't have the time, or they don't want to devote the time, or they don't want to devote the elbow grease. I swore I'd never use it after I finally got through the 20 words a minute, and now it's all I use. I guess we all changed. I didn't want to give it up. Anyways, I still enjoy a couple hours every night from, about 8 o'clock till about 10 or 11. And I usually just leave the radio set on 7005, but then I start looking around. Recently, my band scope shot craps, and oh, God, I wish I had that back. But the guys that I've had come over just couldn't get it going, and I understand that. But the gentleman that knows how lives quite a ways from me, and I hate to bother him with it. I had to get a new computer is the only reason I lost it. But we can't seem to get all the things together. I run a TS-590SG and an Ameritron amp on it, an ALS-1300, which is 1,200 watts. But at any rate, I'm still able to operate without the band scope, but it's sure nice these new radios have it. But I'm not up to giving $4,000 for a TS-890 yet, mainly because I don't have to program the dang thing. I'm getting too old for that. Not really, but it's a good excuse. See you later, Randy. It's a pleasure all mine, WS4C0GR.
Well, I'd like to claim some of that pleasure for myself, if you don't mind. We'll have to chat sometime when there's a little more time, compare notes, and I'll tell you about some of my HF stuff here and so forth, but that'll have to wait for another time. 73, Whiskey Sierra 4 Charlie, clear.